Let's look at the good, the bad, and the ugly at the border. First, the good. Customs and Border Protection says since Mexico stepped up enforcement on their side of the border, apprehensions are down 28%. And Mexico's using all sorts of tech, like an X-ray machine that's found more than 200 migrants hidden in truck trailers over the last couple days. That's good, because very often migrants are found dead from the heat in semi-trailers on this side of the border. Brandon Judd, the head of the Border Patrol Agents Union, credits President Trump because he got Mexico to do more by threatening tariffs. Now the bad at the border. Children being held at a migrant detention center in Yuma claim border agents have taken away their sleeping mats in retaliation for protests, and a 15-year-old girl says she was groped during a pat-down by an agent with a beard. Brandon Judd says he doubts any of it's true, because if it was, we'd see it.
I am very confident that these allegations are going to be proven false. We have cameras throughout our facilities. They would have caught these things.
And Judd says most agents aren't even allowed a beard. Now the ugly at the border. Those demonizing the Border Patrol and their facilities. Among them, crazy Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who claimed she saw women forced to drink out of toilets by agents. Others who were at that migrant center that day say she never even stepped foot in the facility. And now AOC says the entire Department of Homeland Security should be dismantled. Okay. Then there's the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, who says our detention centers are damaging kids. She's probably not wrong, even if the Yuma allegations aren't true. But what are we supposed to do? Drop these kids on the street? But what makes me the maddest is that she's speaking for the United Nations, quote unquote, Human Rights Council, which is full of member countries that treat their citizens and migrants like dogs every day.